had come in late, we still welcome you.
那些后来的人，我们也同样欢迎你们。
Remember, next week there's an extra hour of prayer.
那下一周我们赚多了一个小时，是赚多了祷告哦。
So not sleep, extra hour of prayer.
不是赚多时间哦。
Hallelujah. So next week we should experience a more spiritual meeting.
所以下一周应该更属灵吧，因为你们赚多了一小时祷告。
How many of you know today is part of the Feast of Tabernacle?
你们知不知道今天是帐篷节？
It started on Wednesday and it finishes next Wednesday.
是从周三开始的，一到下周三才结束。
You know, Feast of Tabernacle is when God dwells with us.
那神的这个帐幕节是当神和我们同在。
Feast of Tabernacle speaks of the future.
关于帐幕是让我们看到那远方。最 后来的帐幕
When Jesus comes back,
当耶稣再来的那个时候
He dwells with us.
他同我们一起同在
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we pray that God's presence will be with us today.
所以我们祷告神的同在今天跟我们在一起
And I'm going to continue from last week.
我们要从上一周的讲题继续开始
For those of you who've forgotten already what I preached last week,
如果你们呢就忘掉了上周的讲道的话
is that Don't give up.
我是叫大家不要放弃哦。
We don't give up in the race that we are running.
我们不放弃我们这奔跑的路程。
Amen. Don't give up our faith in God.
我们也不要放弃我们在神里头的信心。
Don't give up our Christianity.
更不要放弃我们的基督信仰。
And so if you this week wanted to give up,
如果这一周你有想放弃的心
but you didn't,
但是你没有放弃
praise God,
well done. 感谢主，很棒哦。
Hallelujah.
感谢主 Hallelujah.
And so today I would like to talk to you about, and this is why the song choice was very good.
今天的歌呢正好是帮到我们哦。
And you can see a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
正好是我们今天的讲题哦，是讲到基督耶稣的精兵。
You know, sometimes, you know, in the older generation, everybody knew they were a soldier of Christ.
那我们所有的那些老的基督徒都知道他们要当基督的精兵。
But today we call our meeting service.
可是今天我们却把我们的教会只是讲一个周日聚会了。
Like this is a service station.
就像我们说现在是一个正在聚会的台。
So people go to church to get refueled.
所以很多人都跑去教会里面就像来加油站一样来加油。
Before you go home,
然后呢，加完油就回到家。
But we should see our lives as soldiers.
但是其实我们应该换一个方法来思考，我们是耶稣基督的精兵。
The reason why it's important is that if you read the whole Bible, you notice there's a lot of fighting going on.
那你要是在读圣经的话，你就会发现征战是一直没有停的。
And I remember when I first became a Christian, the first book I've ever read is by a gentleman called John White.
那我第一个当基督徒以后读的第一本属灵书籍，他的那个作者叫做 John White.
And he's a doctor.
他是一个医生，是一个博士。
And his book is called The Fight.
他的名字就叫做《征战》。
I remember reading it, thought, "What does he mean by the fight?"
我刚刚当基督徒的时候就会觉得说啊，还有征战呢、啊？什么叫征战
？And I remember when I first read it, he said, "Now that you're a Christian."
那我记得当时书上这么说，说你现在是基督徒了。
You have now entered into a fight.
你已经进入了一场战争。
Amen. Fight is not with your brothers and sisters, or your wife or your husband.
我说的战争不是跟你的弟兄姊妹，跟你的老公老婆哟。
The fight is to live as a Christian.
我说的征战是征战去当一个有一个基督徒的生命。
Do what God tells you to do.
来做出神国的事情。
So that you finish your race.
让你能够跑完你的这个路程。
Amen. And all the way, there's many things, many challenges in a Christian life.
在走天路的这个过程当中，那你也会碰到很多的困难。
Amen. If you do not have this mentality,
如果你们没有这个精兵的思维的话，
every difficulty that come your way,
当有困难时，
blaming God.
那你们一有困难时就开始怪神了。
And that you complain aboutChristians, and you complain about the church, and then you complain about the pastor.
那你就开始各种抱怨呐、啊，抱怨教会的人呐、啊，抱怨牧师不好啊，等等的。
You know, when people's lives don't go well, they often take it out on the pastor.
你知不知道，当很多人的基督生命过不出来的时候，他们一般就喜欢抱怨教会啊，抱怨牧师等等。
And I ask God, This is unfair.
然后每次跟神说太不公平了。
I said, God, they're blaming you.
主啊，他们在抱怨你，不是我。
But you can stay invisible.
那你倒好了，你又看不见摸不着的。
So they think, like, let's go and blame the representative.
所以那些人就会说，那我就把那个神的代表好好抱怨一下吧。
So there's a fight going on even for giving people.
所以征战一直都有，包括怎么去饶恕人的那种征战。
It's a fight, you know, it's a struggle all the time.
一直都有这种征战和斗争在我们的里面。
And then there's a fight with the principalities and powers.
那在天上的属灵的领域其实也有征战。
I don't think many Christians have actually understand what that is.
我不觉得有很多基督徒真的能够体会到属灵的征战是什么。
If you did know,
如果你真的知道的话。
You would see the world completely different.
你会完全以一个不同的眼光在看这个世界的。
Amen. There is a fight going on in the heavenlies.
在我们看不见的那个属灵的世界有征战。
Fight going on in order to affect your lives.
在那属灵的看不见的世界所发生的会影响到你们看得见的生活。
We may or may not talk about it.
我们也许今天就不要讲这个话题好了。
We depend on how things go.
看看能讲到哪里先哈。
Let's read some scriptures first.
来，我们来一起来读个经文。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们来看看提摩太后书的第二章。
Now I'm going to read the first two slides in one go, and then we're going back to the slide one after that.
我们会把两页都一起读完以后，我们再回到第一页来讲。
Now Paul is talking to Timothy.
那保罗呢是跟提摩太在说话。
Timothy is a young pastor.
提摩太呢是一个年轻的牧师，非常没有经验。
But he's pastoring one of the most difficult churches.
但是呢，他却在一个非常难搞的教会里面当牧师。
And that's the Church of Ephesus.
就是当时说的以弗所教会。
Full of demons, full of carnal Christians, full of problems.
很多那种魔鬼的工作，很多属了肉体的基督徒在搞事情。
So in 1 Timothy, Paul is talking to Timothy about.All the problems in the church, how to structure the church, what a pastor should do, what a deacon should do, it's all to do with church.
所以在整个那个提摩太前书，就是会很实践的。保罗在教提摩太要怎么处理教会里头的各种小事情。
Now when Paul was talking to Timothy, writing to Timothy, the Christian church was under persecution.
那当时保罗给提摩太写信的时候，所有的教会都是在逼迫当中的。
Can you imagine you as a young pastor?
你可以想象你一个年轻的小牧师。
With all the problems in church.
哦，满教会都是各种问题。
And so later on, he wrote 2 Timothy.
然后后来保罗又写了第二封，叫提摩太后书。
Was to encourage Timothy in his own faith.
那在提摩太后书的时候，他的主要目的是要鼓励提摩太能够。一直握住他的信心。
Because the challenge was to compromise, to give up.
因为他当时的一个最大的争斗就是很想放弃了。
He can see a lot of carnal sins in the church.
他看到各种肉体的行为、罪的行为在教会当中。
And so Paul encourages Timothy.
所以保罗在这里鼓励提摩太说话。
Okay, to be a soldier.
让他成为一个精兵。
Amen.
Amen.
So he says here.Share in the suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in the civilian pursuits since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him.
你要和我同受苦难，做基督耶稣的精兵。凡当兵的，不让事物缠身，好使那招他当兵的人喜悦。
And then he switches the imagery to an athlete and then a farmer.
然后他又换一个比喻，又开始用运动员和农民的比喻来说。
Verse 5 he says, An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything.
然后接着提摩太前书后书二章五到七节说，运动员在比赛的时候不按规则就不能得冠冕，勤劳的农夫理当先得粮食。我所说的话你要考虑，因为主必在凡事上给你聪明。
Now individually those verses when you read them they make sense.
那你只是单句挑出来读的话，你还觉得能读懂。
About soldier, do not get entangled with the worldly affairs.
就关于比如说当兵的呀，不能有事物缠身，好像都明白呀。
About athlete competing according to the rules, and the farmer reaping what he has sown.
讲到运动员要按规则来比赛呀，讲到农夫要先拿粮食，都好像懂。
So it's very clear when you read the three separately.
那你要是把他们三者分开来读，你好像都能读懂。
But when you read the whole thing together, it becomes confusing.
但是你把三者都放到一起读，就会有点糊涂了。
Because all three analogies do not quite actually blend into each other.
这三个比喻好像不是完全一致哦。
It is not a parallel.
都不是那种完全能够同步的，让我们看到为什么三个。
Three things together, say, what is Paul trying to say?
那等三个都放在一起，我们就会在想说，保罗在想说什么呀
？Amen, amen. Now, but the clue is in verse 7.
但其实真正的真理就是在第七节了。
He says, "Think over what I say."
第七节说，你们要来我所说的话要好好考虑。
For the Lord will give you understanding in everything.
因为主必在凡事上给你聪明。
In other words, when Timothy hears this from Paul, he's go, "Paul, what are you talking about?"
所以换句话说提摩太当时正在读保罗的信的时候就会在想保罗啊你到底想说什么
So Paul was saying to Timothy, think about it.
保罗对提摩太说的是你要好好考虑
Pray about it.
要好好祷告
And then God will give you understanding.
让神在这个事情上面给你聪明
So I'm encouraging all of us.
所以今天我也来鼓励大家
When you go home tonight,
当你晚上回家时
read this again.
你们再读一遍今天的经文
And begin to meditate.
好好的默想
Verse 3, 4, 5 and 6. What is it saying to me?
从第三节到第六节，再读一遍，好好默想，到底神要对我说什么
？Because Paul is promising, if you do, God will reveal to you.
那如果真的是神的话语，他一定会讲给你听的。
So I would like to now give you some of what I see is important.
那我想把
Let's go back to verse 3.
我的理解说给大家听。我们来回头看第三节。
Now.Every person that is born again has the authority to cast out demons, heal the sick, open the eyes of the blind, raise the dead.
只要是凡是重生了的基督徒，都有各样的能力，可以赶鬼呀，可以传福音呀，可以叫瞎眼得看见，可以叫瘸子行走。
Is that what the Bible says?
是不是书上就圣经就这么记载的，对不对？
If Jesus commands us to raise the dead, cast out demons,
耶稣叫我们叫死人从死人中复活
open the eyes of the blind,
打开那些瞎眼的人的眼睛
correct?
是不是这样
Amen?
Amen.
We can do it, right?
是不是都可以这样做大家
So legally, anybody who believes in Jesus Christ now,The moment they confess Jesus Christ and are born again, they have been given the full authority and legal authority to do all that.
所以啊，那我们就是说，只要你一重生了，你就应该有这样的能力，可以做到耶稣所做的这些事情。
The criteria is that you need to be born again.
那唯一的条件就是你需要先重生。
So we are born again.
那我们重生了呀。
So how come we can't do it?
那怎么都没有几个能做到的
Even when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, why is it that we can't do this?
连很多人都说我们是在圣灵中受洗的哦，然后怎么也没做
到啊 So we know legally we can do it.
所以我们知道按照神的话语来说是可以做到的
God has given us the authority.
因为神确实有把权柄给我们
But problem is,
但问题是
we don't know how to do it.
我们不知道怎么做。
We know we can do it, but we don't know how.
所以按道理来说，我们都知道是可以做到的，可是又不知道怎么要做。
Amen.
明白吗
？You see, the kingdom of God promises us so much.
所以神的国有给我们很多的应许。
There are so many promises in the Bible.
圣经里有这么多记载的应许。
And yet, to obtain those promises,
但是却真的能够拿到这些应许
，sometimes are so difficult.
却变得好难哦。
And then in a reverse way, the Bible tells us we are free from sin. We have overcome the flesh.
相反的来说，圣经也教导我们，我们已经脱离了罪，我们已经不会再回到肉体当中。
So legally, we are free. Legally, we have died to self.
那按照书上的道理来说，也确确实实是这样。我们按道理是应该在罪中死了。
The problem is how.
那问题是真的有吗？真的是这样吗？
And this is where Bible teaches church we failed.
这就是好像说，圣经在教导教会这样做，可是教会却失败了。
We don't know how.
我们却不知道要怎么做。
That's why we don't see many of the things that God promises us.We don't possess the power of the kingdom.
所以我很多人就没有经历到神的国这里面给的各种应许。
We know what the power of the kingdom can give us.
我们虽然道理上知道神的国有这么多好应许，
we don't know how.
但是却不知道怎么做。
You know, the longer I've been a Christian, the more I realize one thing.
我越当基督徒的时间越长，我就越意识到。
Although God gave us His promises,
就算神有给我们应许。
There are times to obtain his promise is quite difficult.
但是来获得真的这个应许的可能性有时候真的很难的。
Not because God is unwilling.
不是因为神不给我们哦。
God is willing.
神当然是巴不得。
The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that none should perish.
圣经里记载到神爱我们爱到这个程度要把自己的儿子牺牲给我们让我们都不致灭亡
God wants everybody to be saved
神巴不得我们所有的人都得救
And yet the majority of people are not saved
可是还是有这么多的人没有得救不是吗
God wants us to be healed
神明明就想让我们都得医治
And yet the majority of the sick are not healed
但是太多的身边的周围的生病的人却没得医治
God wants us to be his disciple
神要我们当他的门徒
And yet a lot of Christians do not want to know
但是有好多的基督徒都不想认识神
Amen So there is a problem
所以有个问题在
The problem is not with God
问题不是神在神的身上
God's promise is for us
神的应许就是给我们的
But there seems to be a difficulty in obtaining that promise
但只是那个获得的途径好似很难很难
And yet we do see it
但是我们能够看到这条路
We do see many miracles and many manifestations of God the grace of God being poured out in different areas of the world
我们也确确实实看到在世界的各地神的异能神的奇迹就是在很多地方发生
Amen. The times when I minister in China, for example,
我记得我当时去中国施工的时候
it is very rarely do I see that people don't get healed.
我基本上就没有看到生病的没得医治的人
Amen. Every time when you say, "Do you want to be healed?" Everybody shows up.
我每次一问，哎，你们有没有人要得医治啊？很多人都冲到前面来
People are so hungry.
那些人好饥渴哦
And when I was in Sri Lanka.People queued for 3 hours in the baking hot sun in order to be healed.
我在斯里兰卡施工的时候，也是有人排队三个多小时，在烈日底下排队三个多小时，就是为了来得医治。
And yet the vast majority of people get healed. Very rarely do they not get healed.
当时我们看到绝大部分的人都经历医治，很少一小部分人才没有。
Amen. And that's why I get really angry at people saying.God doesn't heal. I say you don't know nothing.
所以我就很生气。如果你跟我说哦，神不是医治的神，我就说你啥也不知道，气死我了。
I remember when I did half of my master's degree.
当我当时有考到我的学历半年的时候
，and when my lecturer said there is no healing, there are no demons, me and my friends we got out and we left.
当时我在大学里面听神学教授讲课，还不到听了一半，他说：“哦，神是不做医治的神迹的。”我和我的朋友当时就起立走人了。
To my regret，
我当然了，我后悔有这样的行为。
I didn't finish.
所以我当时那个读书就没读好。
I paid the price.
我就是因为付了这样的代价。
Because I was so angry.
因为我当时就是太有怒气了。
Because I know in my own family it was the healing.It was the casting out of demons that led my mother and father to Christ.
因为与我自己的家庭而言，我知道就是医治和赶鬼这么伟大的神迹，让我全家得救的。
Your life, my life, we need the power of God. We need the wisdom of God.
你的生命和我的生命，我们都需要经历神的大能和神的智
慧。There are some problems in our lives that cannot be solved.
那我们生命中有一些问题是自己无法解决了。
Except through the power of God.
只能借着神的大能才有。
Through breaking the stronghold.
能够打破那些淫
累 through casting out the demons
需要赶走那些污鬼
Amen That is why we don't have victory in our lives
这是为什么我们生命中很多人经历不到得胜
Because the strong man is still in control of your family. So what is the problem? The problem is in possessing that power. Legally, it is ours.
虽然道理上知道我们本该有这样的能力,
but for some reason, it's so difficult to obtain.
但是却经历到觉得好像怎么就拿不到获得不到呢?
The difficulty is not with God, it's with us.
其实问题不在神身上,
without understanding.
是因为我们的思想有问题,
without knowledge of knowing who is our enemy.
是我们对我们的敌人也不够认知造成的。
Even as a Christian who's aware of warfare around us, sometimes we fight the wrong enemy.
因为作为基督徒，其实我们生命有 很多的征战，可是我们却找错了敌人。
Amen. Sometimes we bind, 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 bind.
很多时候我们
the devil standing there.
很多时候我们捆绑了一堆人呢，最后一发现，哎，怎么魔鬼还在身后站着好好的
？This lot doesn't know that I'm over here.
发现就不知道他在我的后面。
So we fight blindly.
所以我们是盲目的、瞎眼的在这里乱征战。
So what is it that we're lacking?
所以我们到底缺乏的是什么呢？
Is not knowing how.
就是不知道怎么办，怎么做。
And we need to acquire, we need to reacquire that knowledge, that truth, that revelation from God.
所以我们是需要从神那里得到真正的真理和启示，才能有看见。
And so Timothy has those problems that I just told you.
刚才我们说到提摩太在教会里就面对这么多的问题，在教会里各种问题。
Problems with people's lives.
和跟人之间的，包括人类的问题，人的问题。
Congregation members are falling into sin.
然后各自己的那些会众们都不停的在犯罪。
And then the church is falling apart.
然后教会呢也各种分裂的问题分裂开来。
That's why Paul talks about in Ephesians.
所以保罗在以弗所书。
We do not wrestle against.Flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers.
才说我们不是和血气的征战，而是那属灵的天空的征战。
So we need to know how.
所以我们需要知道怎么打这
个征战。We are struggling with three things.
我们挣扎的三件事情是。
We're struggling with the works of the flesh.
一个是关于肉体的工作。
Our weakness.
那是我们很大的软弱。
You know, our battle.Is with our flesh.
我们很大的一个征战就是跟我们自己的软弱和肉体打仗。
Our battle is with the world.
我们还有一个征战就是跟世界来打仗。
The world is tempting you. The world is trying to give you another system, trying to control your life.
世界是在诱惑你，在给你一个完全不同的系统来控制你。
If you don't believe me, do you know you spend 150 days a year working for the tax man?
你要是不相信的话，我告诉你一个很难接受的事实，好不好？你一年有150天在为那个交税的税务局的人打工。
Did you know that?
你们知道自己这么惨吗
？If you add up the amount of tax you pay, you basically working for the chancellor nearly 150 days a year.
你有没有知道，你平时这么努力的工作，其实你有150天都不是在为自己打工，反倒是在为税务局打工
？That's why the world system.Is actually something that controls us.
所以整个世界的系统一直在控制着你。
That's why they call it a mortgage.
所以他们就会跟你说是一种贷款啦。
Mortality age, mortgage. In other words, until you die.
意思就是你可能会一直一直的要这样打工下去，是属于一生的打工。
So we ended up with no time, nothing to do for ourselves, for our family.And for God.
所以我们就没有时间剩下来为我们自己使用，给我们的家人或者为神了。
A lot of people spend the time, you know, serving the bank.
很多人为了这一生，他就在为银行打工。
Because that's what the mortgage is for, so that you keep paying interest until what?
因为贷款的原因，所以你就不停的要付这个钱，一直要付到。
Notice the mortgage man says until you retire.
所以这个贷款的人说，你一直要付付付，付到你退休哦。
Now the retirement age is going.
然后呢，退休的年纪就一点点的往上涨。
Now 60, then 65, then 67, and then looking for 70.
以前是60，后来65，又67，慢慢的要走向70。
By the time my children grow up, it's probably going to be in 80, 90, 100.
可能等我的孩子那一代，会不会是要80岁还是90岁呢
？In other words, you work all your life.
所以换句话说，你这一生都在打工。
Amen.And then you wonder what happened to your life.
然后你还在自问说，我的生活怎么会这么一团糟呢
？So we don't realize that the world is a real problem.
其实我们需要理解到是世界的这个系统的问题。
And thirdly,
第三
our third enemy is the devil.
我们第三个敌人就是魔鬼。
An invisible enemy that we can't see.
是一个看不见的魔鬼敌人。
But he is very interested in ruining the world and ruining our lives.
那你的敌人他最喜欢和最擅长的一件事情就是来毁坏你和毁坏这个世界。
If you don't believe the devil exists, just turn on the TV and listen to the news.
如果你不相信魔鬼的存在的话，你只要打开你的电视听新闻就好了。
What does the devil do?
你看到魔鬼的作为吗？
He makes people blame God.
因为他们永远都让人去怪罪神。
So we have the three ugly sisters.
所以我们有这三。
Total unity.
他们是三个呢，真的是合而为一哦。
That we constantly have to battle against.
让我们不停的跟这三位一直在打仗。
Flesh.
一个是我们的肉体。
The world.
一个是世界。
And the devil.
一个是魔鬼。
Yes. Amen. Do not never forget that.
所以不要忘到这一点哦。
Every day when I get up.
每天当我起来后。
I'm having to deal with these three.
我就要跟这三位打仗。
And so you could see that in Timothy,
所以提摩太书
he's struggling.
提摩太真的很挣扎。
We know that God loves us.
我们知道神很爱我们。
We know, you know, last two weeks ago, you see the presence of God when he was here.
两周前
you feel God is God of love. When you get to heaven, you will have that atmosphere.
两周前，当你们当时经历到很强的神的同在的时候，你觉得神好爱我哟。你们要去了天国，你们也会有这样的经历。
But God wants to embrace us with that love.
但是神就一直想这样子的来围绕着我们。
But in order to get to that love,
那你要能够一直在这个爱的围绕当中的话，
we have to overcome the way we think.
你需要来胜过一些你自己以前的思维。
Our minds is already a battlefield.
因为你自己的头脑的思想就是那个战场。
Is the biggest battlefield.
是一个很大的征战的战场。
Then our flesh.
然后我们的肉体也是。
I don't want to go to church.
就是哦，我不要去教会。
I don't want to pray.
我不想要祷告。
I don't want to do nothing.
我什么都不想做。
I want a life of nothing.
我也不想生命中有什么，什么都不要。
And then the devil, yeah, maybe he's all right.
然后那些什么魔鬼呀，哎呀，还好啦，管他了。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
明不明白
？It sounds really miserable, huh?
听着好像好惨哦。
But do you know, praise God, we.Have the authority.
那你们知不知道神有把权柄给
你我 We can cast out demons.
我们是可以赶鬼的
We can heal the sick.
我们是可以医治病人的
Amen? But the problem is we don't know how.
但是问题是我们也不知道怎么办呢
And we need to learn to know how.
那我们要学习的就是怎么办
And so Paul is giving Timothy three principles.
所以保罗给了提摩太三个原则
There areRelated whenever we try to walk in the path of God.
它是跟我们走在天路上的这一件事情是非常相关的。
Paul is teaching Timothy how to possess that promise of God.
所以保罗是在教导提摩太怎么能够获得神的这个
应许。Stir up that gift.
可以怎么样让自己的那些恩赐出来
？How to be able to stand strong?
让怎么能够在信心中站立的稳
？So number one, he said, you have to remember the soldier.
所以第一个比喻他当时就说了关于士兵
He said share in the suffering in suffering as a soldier of Christ Jesus
所以他就说了你们要和我同受苦难做基督耶稣的精兵
Being a good soldier
当一个好的精兵哦
Paul is saying a good soldier is not the He didn't say be good at your sword fighting
神保罗在这里面讲不是说要把你的剑给练好啊，就是你有刀剑本事
we would think a good soldier somebody good with their sword good with their martial art
很多人一讲到精兵两个字就以为真的是拿着剑啊舞剑挥剑之类的
he said a good soldier is one who shares in the suffering
所以啊在保罗这里面却说一个好的精兵是同我同受苦难
in other words he is saying to usAs long as the way Paul sees it, a good soldier is one who really knows that to be a soldier, you will suffer.
所以啊，作为一个精兵的一个前提条件，就是我知道作为兵就肯定会有苦难。
Immediately, most churches will people will just go out.
所以很多时候，大部分人听到这里后就觉得啊，那我走吧。
Because it is not seeker friendly.
因为这个不是讲给别人想听的东西来听哦。
A seeker friendly church today is do what you like. There is no hell. God is love.
那如果我想讲你们都想听的，你会说啊，你想做什么就做什么，神反正都是爱你的啦，也没有什么惩罚的。
Paul is saying you will suffer.
保罗却在说有苦难。
Can you imagine when you preach the gospel to somebody?
你们可以想象吗？你要是跟人去传福音的话
，You know, said, do you know Jesus is real?
你知道耶稣好真哦。
Would you like to become a Christian?
你要不要当一个基督徒
？And they say yes.
他们说好啊，好啊。
Before you say yes, let me tell you something.
啊，那你在说好之前哈，我再跟你说一个条件。
You will suffer.
你会受苦难。
Immediately, the person said, "Ah,、let me think about it."
哦，那就让我再想想吧。
对不对？Yeah? You see, we don't hear half of the truth. That's why we don't possess the power.
因为我们都拒绝听这一半的真理，所以我们就获得不了神的
应许。Paul is saying to Timothy, if you want to possess that which the kingdom of God can offer you, know this, you will suffer.
所以保罗在对提摩太说，你要是想得到神的应许，那有一个前提条件，你会受苦难哦。
I can hear it's all quiet. Everybody go. No one told me that.
我听到有人觉得，哎呀，好像没有人这样跟我讲过话耶。
No, it doesn't mean that you will suffer deliberately. It means that the enemies will attack you.
我不是在说神会故意降个灾给你什么的，我是说，因为那个魔鬼会给你制造一些苦难的。
Even if you don't believe, even if you're not a Christian, you will still suffer.
就算你不是基督徒，你不是也得受苦，不是？
Paul is saying suffering.As a Christian, will continue as a non-believer as well.
所以保罗是在说，你就是当基督徒也好，你不当基督徒也好，受苦这个事情每个人都有的。
But then he says in verse 4, he said, "But then you got to remember, you're a soldier."
但是第四节就说了，可是你要记住你的身份呢，你是个兵哦。
Amen. You're a soldier.
是个兵的，当兵的。
You're suffering as a soldier.
你是说的受当兵的那个苦难。
He said, "And a soldier doesn't get entangled with." This world, the way this world do things.
当兵的人就根本没有世界上的事情来缠身。
A soldier said, "So what?"
那这个当兵的就说，那又怎么样
？The world would say, "No."
然后世界会对你说，不要。
You shouldn't be suffering as a Christian.
你做基督徒可不应该是受苦的，不是
？God loves you.
不是说神都爱你们吗
？Paul is saying, "It doesn't matter whether you suffer or not suffer. Your mind is focused on the one." Who enlisted you?
所以保罗是说，不管你受苦还是不受苦，你的眼睛一直要注重在基督上面。
Do you understand, brothers? Paul is basically saying, don't let life distract you.
所以保罗是在说，不管生活的状态是怎么样，都不能打搅到你。
Good or bad?
不管是好还是坏。
And I know as a Christian, even though we go through a lot of challenges, life is good.
那我知道我们大部分的基督徒就算我们很多时候受了一些苦
Because God
可是你们的生活依然是丰盛的
I know that God has a tendency has a love to bless us
因为我知道神一直是那个想祝福我们的主
But there are times as a Christian where you don't feel the blessing of God
只是说在你走天路的这条路上偶尔的时候你会有这种觉得好像神不在给你
同在的时候 Where you can't see the mercy of God
你看不到神的恩典的时候
Where God seemed to be far away
感觉好像神离你很远的时候
Paul is saying
所以保罗在教
Even so
就算这样
You must focus on the one who called you
你还是要把你的眼目放在那个呼召你的那一位身上。
Amen. And that's how we get stability in our lives.
这是我们怎么样能够获得能力的第一条哦。
Some people's lives, how they feel ups and down, is basically the same parallel as the stock market.
那你们要是发现我们的生活就很像那股票市场的那个曲线哈，一高一低的。
When the shares go up, hallelujah!
当那个股票一涨价的时候，我们就 hallelujah.
主爱我
God loves me.
And when the shares go down,
当股票下跌的时候
oh, you know, God doesn't love me.
说神不爱我了
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
明白吗
If you do not focus on Jesus, then your life will be like the stock market.
如果你的眼目不是专注在基督的身上，你的生命就像这个股票市场一样起起跌跌。
Amen. Our life has to be focused on Jesus.
我们的生命一定要专注在基督身上。
So that when life is good, hallelujah.
所以当生命好的话，哈利路亚。
When life is not good, I still trust Jesus.
如果生命不好的话，主啊，我仍然相信你。
So that you are like a dead person.
所以你就像
consistent flat line.
你就会像是一条直线，在股票市场一样的。
No matter what,
没有起伏的
No matter what life is, you're still flat.
不管生活怎么样，你都是这条直线，一直平的。
Hallelujah, because I've died to myself.
因为我们在基督里死了，像死人一样了。
My eyes are focused on Jesus.
我的眼目就是专注在基督的身上。
Paul is saying, be like a soldier. Don't get entangled with the world. Don't let the world affect you. You must endure whatever happens.
所以保罗
Stay focused on Christ.
所以保罗说，你要当一个精兵哦，不管事物多么缠身，世界上有多少烦恼的事情，你就一直专注在基督的身上。
Amen. Now Paul is basically telling Timothy, which I'm telling you today.
保罗在跟提摩太说，也是我今天想对你们说的话。
One of the keys of how to possess God's power.
今天就讲一个大的关键，就怎么样去获得神的这个应许。
The next principle
是一个原则。
In life.
在生命中间
in order to possess God's power,
如果你想要获得神的应许
in order to win this race,
想要能够赢得这场赛跑
we must have the attitude of an athlete.
我们必须有一个运动员的心智
so we must endure the difficulties like a soldier, disciplined.
就像士兵也需要有这种自律的心一样运动员也一样
not entangled with the world.
就像士兵说不会要跟事物缠身
Next, we must be like an athlete.
所以运动员也是如此。
No, no, we must discipline ourselves.
我们必须要有很大的自律。
Like an athlete.
就像一个运动员的那种自律。
And the key is compete according to the rules.
就是要按照这个运动的规则来比赛。
Now this is one of the most valuable lessons I've learned from the Lord.
这是我从神这里学到的最宝贵的一个功课。
When I was a young Christian,
在我还是一个年轻基督徒时
as I was progressing.In my spiritual life,
当时我在我的属灵的生命一点点成长时
and as the Holy Spirit helps me to walk in the path that I was walking,
所以圣灵呢就把我带到了一条路上
I never knew one thing,
我从来不知道一件事情
that in my life, God gives me different paths to walk.
原来在我的生命中间，神会给我带上不同的路
and different paths gives me different possession of God's power.
每一条不同的路都是让我在获得应许中间的一个分
I am walking in different paths all the time.
所以我每次都会在不同的路上都有经历。
Because God wants me to possess that power.
因为神想让我通过走那条路来获得那个应许
的一部分。Opening the eyes of the blind, I'm walking down one path.
比如说要打。
If I'm trying to break through in life, if I'm trying to raise the dead, it's a different path.
比如说我想要瞎眼的得看见，我必须经过一种不同的路。如果我需要死人复活，我要经过不同的路。我需要生命的改变，我又要经过一条不同的路。
Remember, God is walking with you.
所以，但是你要确定哦，神一直与你同在。
Silently.
很安静的，有时候与你同在。
He doesn't even let you know he's there.
有时候他都不知道，你都不知道他就在你那儿。
You feel lonely.
有时候你会觉得很孤独。
But he's with you.
其实神一直都与你同在。
Do you know why?
你知道吗？为什么？
Because each path has its own set of rules.
因为每一条路都有那条路的规则。
And that is the key that I've learned.
这个就是我所学的功课。
If I want to go to Scotland,
如果我想要去苏格兰
I can't go down the M3.
我不能走 M3 那条错误的路线。
You understand?
大家明白吗
？The M3 goes down south.
因为 M3 是往南面走的。
M1 goes north.
M1 是往北面走的。
No matter how hard I try.I say I pray and I fast on the M3. You will never get to Scotland.
你可以去错那条路，坐到 M3 上面，然后你使劲祷告啊，使劲的进食啊，你也不可能到达终点的。
Because it's the wrong path.
因为你走错了路啊。
But when I go on the M3 and the M1, it has its own set of signs.
所以当我
set of rules.
我要走对了路呢，我走到了 M1 上面，我就能看到那条路有各种规则。
No two roads are identical.
比如说，没有两条路是一模一样的。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? When God takes you down a path,
所以当神把你带到一条特定
的路上 What worked before may not work anymore
你以前觉得在另外一条路上比较管用的那几招哈，你到这条路上就管就不管用了
You may have to learn some new things
你就得需要学一些新的功课
You need new revelations
你需要一些新的启示
You need new truths
需要一些新的真理
You need to look at the signs You need to understand the signs
你需要看路标而且你还得需要明白这个路标
And guess what?
猜猜怎么着
No exemption for anyone. Anyone who walks down that path has to experience the same things.
没有一个人可以说自己是例外。你只要走在那条路上，你就必须遵守那条路上的规则。
So as a Christian, we're stuck on one road.
所以我们很多当基督徒呢，就一直就拽着那一条路。
And we're still stuck. We still try to live by the same knowledge.Same path for the rest of our lives.
然后就一直不更新哦，就一直用的以前的那种知识对神的认知，就一直在老路上面走。
As a church, we constantly have to do new things.
所以做
in God.
所以我们当教我们教会在一起，经常会有经历一些新的事情，做一些新的问题。
What worked 10 years ago may not work now.
以前十年前我用的管用的那招，今年我在这里就不管用了。
God.Is always updating us.
因为神是一直在给我们上升的。
There's an update of software all the time.
就像你的那些硬件软件都不要都不停的升级，
Understand?
所以我们也需要升级。
According to Paul.
所以根据保罗的教导。
When you're running a course, when you're running down a particular track.
当你在一个特别的赛道跑步的时候。
He says you gotta compete according to the rules.
所以他说你一定要按照那个赛道的规则去跑哦。
Running the 100 meters is not the same as running the marathon.
那你要跑马拉松的那条路和跑一百米的那个规则是完全不一样的。
It requires different training, discipline.
是需要不同的培训方式和不同的自律方式哦。
Amen.
明白吗
？Some things in Jesus' name be healed, and they get healed.
有一些事情你说奉耶稣基督的名，哎，他就得医治了。
But then when you're running the marathon,
但是如果你跑马拉松的那
些 ，in Jesus' name be healed, it doesn't get healed.
你说奉耶稣基督的名得医治，然后发现哎，什么什么都没有发生。
And then you need to fast.And fast,
然后你开始不停的去进食啊，再进食。
And then healing happens.
然后你又看到了说，哦，这次原来是跟进食有关啊，它的发生了。
Some things in God you instantly learn, others you gotta learn and learn and learn for years.
很多事情在神那里也有快的招哈，一下子就发生了，但也有一些是你一直不太懂那个方法，就一直没发生。
Each path.Has his own rule.
每一条赛道都有不同的规则。
Each race has its own rules.
每一条跑的那条路都不一样。
That's why we can encourage each other.
所以我们需要用这样的方式去鼓励对方。
And that's why those of you who suffered a particular way or you triumphed in a particular way, you can minister to people who are walking, who are now starting in the same path as you.
所以如果你对有一条赛道你掌握了那个规则和赢的方法，那你就可以对那个新手来，他刚到这个赛道，你就有经验来教他。
Amen. That's encouraging.
所以这就是我们基督徒之间互相来鼓励的方法。
But someone who's traveling on the M3 cannot advise someone how to travel on the M1.
但是如果你是那个在 M3 往南走的道，你是没有资格去教那个往北走的 M1 那个道上的人讲经验的。
And that is the stupidity about us, right? That we read books that tell you how to succeed in M3.
那你们就会说我要读一本书来怎么样在 M3 这条道上面走通
But what you want is M1
但其实你读错了书因为你其实想走的是 M1 这条道
So the books that you read may not apply to your situation
所以你现在所读的那书也许根本就与你真正需要的不
相关 Because it says here you have to compete accordingTo what the rules? Can the next verse please?
所以经文上才会说，你作为运动员比赛，你必须要按规则来。
Verse 5 to 7. Yes, an athlete is not crowned unless he compete according to the rules.
这里面说到，运动员在比赛的时候不按规则就不能得到冠冕。
Amen. Remember this. This is the most valuable lesson I've learned.
所以要记得。
It has notice its rules.
你记得
Not rule.
是很多规则复数的规则
So at the moment you are, God is walking with you and you're running down a particular path
那现在你可能正在一条赛道上
Tell the Holy Spirit
你跟圣灵说
Tonight
今天晚上
I've heard what Pastor Joshua said
我听到我的牧师这么教了
Holy Spirit
所以神
Help me to understand these rules
圣灵啊你教我明白我现在这条赛道上的规则
Because I want to finish thisVery quickly.
因为我想走完这条赛道
and receive my crown.
然后接到我的冠冕
So, principle number three.
所以第三，我们刚讲了两个原则，现在是第三个了。
Now, it says a lazy farmer.
是不是在讲一个很懒惰的农夫啊
？Oh, God is gracious to me.
哦，很懒惰的说，神反正是要对我好的。
Today's teaching in church, do nothing and have everything.
今天的这个讲道呢，虽然什么也帮不到哈，但是也是挺好听的。
Do nothing, live your life, and you rule with Christ.
哦，你都什么都不用做，反正你就只要把生命交上，你就跟耶稣同作王了。
You can almost hear the devil shouting Hallelujah.
你可以听到魔鬼在喊哈利路亚没有
？No, he said a hard-working farmer.
这里面说的是一个勤劳的农夫。
To possess God's power, you need to work hard.
如果你要得到神的应许，你是需要作为一个勤劳的人。
Amen. You need to obey.
你需要去顺服。
You need to sow.
你需要去种。
You need to plow.
你需要去耕地。
It's hard work, isn't it?
是不是需要工作的
？Every day, you have to get up.
每天你都要起来。
You have to do exactly the same thing as what you did yesterday.
重复你在昨天在地里所做的那一切。
You plow, you sow, you reap.
你不停地种种子，不停地耕地，不停地浇水。
But then Paul is promising something. When you work hard like a farmer.
但是保罗在这里说，如果你像这位勤劳的农夫
一样的努力。Why does he not choose a hard-working factory worker?
就像我们说，在一个工厂里面去选那个最勤劳的人。
Farmer.
他为什么讲的不是工厂的人？
Because a farmer, no matter how hard he works, he has to depend on nature.
那因为最大的不同就是农夫跟工人不同啊，他们不管你再努力，他也是要看看自然界给不给他这个环境，让他的东西长出来。
Isn't it? No matter how good you are as a farmer,
不管你农夫本事有多大
，you need good weather.
你要有好收成的话，那还确实跟天气有关。
It's something that you can't control.
这个是你不是你自己能够掌控的。
You need to depend on what is natural.
你还得必须去遵守这些天气的规则。
So Paul is saying, when you work hard,
所以保罗在这里说，你努力勤劳
like a farmer,
像一个农夫
God will give you a harvest.
神会给你这样的收获。
Amen. We Christians can only do what we can do.
那我们基督徒能做的也就是仅仅这么一
些。I can only run the right path.
我可以走对路进入赛道。
Listen to the Holy Spirit.
我可以听圣灵的声音。
Endure the challenges.
可以在苦难中间来受
着。And even endure the suffering.
哪怕在苦难中间能够挨过去。
In the end.
但是到了最后。
My harvest.
我的成功与否，
收获与否。The fruits of my labor.
我的收获。
Is not dependent on the government, not depending on anyone.
跟政府无关，跟其他人无关。
Depends on God.
却跟神有关。
Hallelujah. But here he what he's saying is, he will get the first share of the crop.
这里面说这个农夫理当先得粮食。
Ah, that's wonderful.
好棒哦，是不是很好
？This is what's so exciting.
这个叫我们很兴奋。
To be a Christian,
知道原来当基督徒啊
，working hard，
努力的话
，trusting in God，
相信神的话
，He said you will taste，
他说你会
，you will eat the crop， being one of the first people to eat，
你会成为那个先得到粮的人。
You could be enjoying and feasting in the house of God, while other Christians and other people still wondering what's happening.
你在神的国已经开始享受你的粮食了，那其他的人可能还在想，哎，这发生了什么
？Amen. Hallelujah. This is why, brothers and sisters, Paul gives these three principles.
所以弟兄姊妹们，保罗在这里给了三个原则。
And I believe it is to help us.
我相信这是来帮助我们。
To obtain the power of God,
去获得神国的能力
the help of God.
获得神国的应许和帮助
so remember, as a soldier,
所以第一要记住是个士兵
as an athlete,
然后是个运动员
and as a farmer,
第三是个农夫
then someone says, then I can hear in our heart saying, so what's the baptism of the Holy Spirit then?
那你们可能就会开始问了那你以前说的那个圣灵的洗是什么呢
I thought when we were baptized in the Holy Spirit, spoke in tongues, have we not received the power?
以前我们不是说我们只要能够受圣灵的洗啊，都会讲方言我们就有能力不是吗
My answer is, how is it going?
我的问题就是你觉得最近管用吗这些
After you were baptized in the Holy Spirit,
你们在圣灵的洗以后你们觉得怎么
样 How many dead have you raised?
你们有叫几个死人活过
How many blind eyes have you opened?
你们有叫几个瞎眼的打开眼睛看过
In other words, Nothing has much has changed.
是不是其实从信主到现在也没发生个什么
？Except that you keep speaking in tongues.
除了你就只是不停的在讲方言，好辛苦哈。
Amen. You're just as carnal. Just nothing really have changed.
其实一点都没有变，你还是那个属肉体的基督徒。
So therefore, what's the point of being baptized by the Holy Spirit?
所以那我们说，那还有什么用？那还要圣灵受洗干什么
？The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the invitation of the Holy Spirit.
那其实圣灵的受洗是让你邀请圣灵到你里面
to recognize there is power in him.
让你知道这个神的能力已经进入到你的里面了
And so with what the Holy Spirit does, he comes upon you.
所以圣灵就会来到你身上
You start speaking in tongues.
你开始说方言
And that begins the journey.
然后你就终于开始了你的第一条赛道
Because walking that journey,
因为在这条赛道上面
possessing the power,
在这条赛道上面学会怎么拿到神的应许
needs the power of the Holy Spirit.
还继续需要圣灵的能力在帮助你
That's why I always believe
所以我一直相信
Speaking in tongues is a bit like
讲方言就有点像给我们这种那个汽车来给劲来加油
It's like an engine got a purring
像是那个汽车的引擎突然打通了一样的第一步
And you stop praying
然后你就开始祷告就像引擎一样
And you're going down the path
然后你就打开引擎以后
To me,
才开始走这条路
the power of the Holy Spirit It is an invitation from the Holy Spirit Say, come with me And I will give you the power of the kingdom
所以讲到圣灵的能力只是说你在邀请圣灵说你跟我一起同行这条赛道吧请你跟我一起
Come with me, and I will give the gifts of the Spirit.
然后我圣灵会把那些恩赐都给你。
And you will be able to prophesy. You will be able to have faith. You will be able to heal.
让你有这样的先知的能力，有医治的能力。
Amen. But most Christian is, I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit.
很多基督徒就说啊，我已经受过圣灵的洗了哦。
And then you stop there.
然后就停下来了。
That's why nothing changed.
然后这是为什么你生命中
There are no differences.
什么都没有发生。
Those of us realize.
很多人都开始意识到。
You have to labor hard in praying in tongues. Labor hard in understanding the Holy Spirit. Listen to him. You realize who he is. Learning about him.
你要很勤劳的要讲方言，要学习关乎神的事情，要认识这位神。
So that you can do the stuff that.We all take for granted.
你才会真的做到那些我们以为一重生就有的这些所谓的应许。
You know, I remember, Grenfell told me a number of times.
我记得 Grenfell 那时候跟我说过好几次。
Many people say, you know, Brother Grenfell, I would love to have your gift.
很多人都对 Grenfell 说，哦，我好希望有你身上这种恩赐哦。
Isn't it wonderful you can hear from God?
哇，你能够听到神讲话，好厉害哦！我都想要。
And you can do all the wonderful things.
哇，你还可以做这么多神迹奇事，好厉害哦！
Do you know what he says?
你知道他是怎么回答的吗？
Do you want to swap?
他问他说，你要不要跟我换一下？
I'd rather have your life.
我想跟你换，你的比我轻松多了。
Mine.
那你就来跟我换换，来试试我的这个生活。
I'm struggling every day.
我每天都在挣扎当中。
You don't realize the kind of life I need to live.
你想尝尝我的这个生命是怎么样的滋味和苦难吗
？Unfortunately, I'm one of these people that keep hearing his problems.
你没有想过，我就是那个常常听到神的问题的人。
And I realize how real, what the price he has to pay.
你们都没有想过他能这样的，他的付的代价是什么
？The cross that he has to bear.
你们想过他背的那个十字架是怎样的
？What God has to do to him.
神到底要在他身上粉碎到什么程度
？For him to surrender.
让他能够最终降服在神面前。
For him to lay down himself.
在他最后完全放下自己的生命。
That's why he has the power of God.
这是为什么他如今有可以彰显神的能力在他里面。
Amen. We praise God that people are willing.
我们感谢神有这样的器皿，起码还愿意。
Amen. It's a bit like saying, "Oh, I would love to have the faith of Abraham."
就好像人说，哎呀，我好希望有亚伯拉罕那伟大的信心哦。
But Lord, I don't want to wait until 100 years old to have a child.
但是神呢，我并不想要到100岁才生第一个儿子哦。
You understand, brothers and sisters? Everybody loves the fruit, but they don't want the sowing of seed, the plowing.
很多人都是很喜欢那个最后的大结局收获，但是却不想在之前的种地啊、耕地啊的那些辛苦、施肥啊等等。
So then I asked my Grenfell, "So why do you do it then?"
所以我对 Grenfell 说，那你还要当时这么的经历这么多
？It sounds like God is horrible to you.
听起来好像神对你好糟糕啊！
No.
他说才没有呢。
You see, the Bible talks about when I sow.With tears, I reap with joy.
神在圣经里面说，我带着泪撒种，我就会带着喜乐来收获。
You see, His reward is this.
神的收获是
He has a relationship with God that money can't buy.
Granville 的一个最大的收成和收获就是他跟神建立了一个金钱都买不到的亲密关系。
And that's what keeps him going.
就是这个亲密关系让他还愿意继续在这条路上走着。
You see, when you have Jesus,
所以当你有耶稣在你里面
and when you have Jesus fully in your heart,
当耶稣完全在你里面充满你
you become content.
你会变得非常的满足。
Everything else doesn't give you contentment.
其他外面的各种事情都给不了你那种满足了。
But only when you're full of Christ.
那只有当基督在你里面为大时。
When you have the fellowship with Jesus, you have your heart, your life is content.
当你跟耶稣基督真有这么真实的亲密的关系，你的生命是满足的。
Nothing in the world is compares with it.
世上的任何事情都无法跟这样亲密的关系相比。
And that's why people like him is willing to pay the price.
这是为什么像 Granville 这样子的人，他愿意付这种代价。
Because isn't that what we want? This is why we work so hard.
这是我们努力的这么辛苦的原因，不是吗？
This is what we sacrifice so many years of our lives. We don't even see our children. Our children has to wear name tags.
我们就是要付这么多的代价。有的人都是连自己的孩子见面的机会都不多。
Some dads travel so much. So when they get home, they say, "What's your name?"
很多父亲因为为神的奔跑回到家以后问自己的孩子哎，对了你叫什么名字、啊、
I think you're one of my sons
我就记得我对我儿子就这样
You think I'm joking You know Elon Musk can't pronounce his own son's name
你知不知道马斯克他自己都念不出他儿子的名字
He doesn't even He knows he's his son but he can't pronounce his name
他明明知道他的儿子是谁可是他望着他的时候他的口里一下子想不起他名字来
Do you understand brothers and sisters
知知
We sacrifice so much
你知不知道凡是你付了这么大的代价
Including our family
包括有的时候代价甚至是自己的家庭
Yet he never quite gave us the contentment
但是你都还是没有那种满足感
Do you know why
你知道为什么吗
Our hearts are made for Jesus
因为我们的心就是为主而做的
Nothing can compare with him.
没有任何事情能给你那种真满足。
I guarantee one thing.
我可以给你保证一件事。
When I go to heaven,
当我去到神那里时
and I see Jesus,
我看到耶稣时
my heart for a short moment would go, Oh Lord.
我的心里会说
I wish I spent more time to get to know you when I was on earth.
主啊，我真希望我当时在地的那段时间，我还有更多更多的时间能够来认识你。
I never knew you were so good.
我从来都没有认识到你这么好。
That's why he is the treasure in heaven.
这是为什么耶稣才是我们天上的宝藏。
Where thieves and moths cannot get to.
不，有任何的虫啊蚊啊都咬不到这个宝藏。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, if you invest in Jesus.You're doing the right thing.
所以你只要把你的时间花在基督的身上，你在做正确的事情。
Anything you do that you invest in Jesus in His kingdom, it is a good investment.
不管你所花的时间、精力、钱什么的，只要是在神的国里，都是为了耶稣，你在做正确的事情。
I'm telling you, when the closer you get to your retirement, like I am, the more I'm glad.
你越是离你的退休年龄越近，就像我这样，你就越会开心。
Believe it or not, I'll be 60 this year.
你们相不相信，今年我就要60岁了。
The closer I get to the big 60,
这第一次我马上要以六开头的年龄了。
At home, Suzanne already got the 60 candle.
那我们家呢，已经有了这个六开头的。我的太太她先到了60的，所以她我们家已经有这个蜡烛了。
The closer you get to your retirement, the less important work is.
所以你越到退休的年龄，你越开始意识到那些工作都不重要了。
But then I look back all my 30, 40 years.
但是当我回头一望我过去的三四十年
，I got one regret.
我有一个很大的遗憾。
I should do more.
我应该做更多的。
I should know more.
我应该再更多的花时间认识主的。
Although some of you may think I've already done a lot.
你们可能会觉得。
It doesn't feel like it.
你们觉得我好像做了很多。
Time is short.
其实我却觉得时间好紧哦，我就没有做够。
The older you get, the closer you get to God, the more you feel content about Him. The more you say, I don't have much more time to know Him more.
直到你越到年纪越来越大，你就更加有这种紧迫感。你开始担心说，主啊，我所剩时间不多了，我要在我剩下时间更多更多的认识你。
And that's why when you think back all the 30, 40 years, all the rubbish that you get when you serve God, it's worth it.
所以啊，你当时想想我以前三四十年的那多年的侍奉，虽然当时有很多很惨、很惨、很麻烦的那些讨厌事情，但是都值得。
Worth it.
都值得。
All the money you put in is worth it.
你花的那些钱也值得。
Because you're gaining the treasure.
因为你在得到那真正的天上的财宝。
Amen. All the unkindness that people put on your life is worth it.
就像别人对你的亵渎也值得。
And that's why, brothers and sisters, those of us who God is speaking to you, don't wait.Start making disciples. Start telling people about Jesus.
所以啊，弟兄姊妹们，只要神在对你说话，你们就千万不要等，觉得自己时间多，现在就开始做，现在就开始做门徒，现在就开始为主的工作，为主的福音走出去。
Because the whiter your hair turns, the less time you got.
因为你的头发越白，你的时间就越少。
When you invest in Jesus, it's worth it.
当你把你所有的时间都投资在基督的身上，是最聪明的投资。
And then in verse 20, Paul says, "Now in the great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and clay, and some honorable use, some dishonorable."
提摩太后书的二章二十节说，大户人家不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器。
And then verse 21 said, Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel of honorable use, set apart as holy, useful for the master of the house, ready for every good work.
21节说，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，必成为贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
And then in 1 Timothy chapter 11, Paul is encouraging Timothy becauseThere are so many problems in the church.
那在提摩太前书的六章十一节里面，保罗在提醒提摩太说，要鼓励他说，因为你确实教会了好多各种杂心事哈。
And there's so many temptations.
有各种的诱惑。
So many things of the flesh.
有各种的肉体的事情发生。
Verse 11 said, "But as for you, O man of God, flee from these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love."Steadfastness and gentleness.
保罗就说，所以啊，你这属神的人要逃避这些事情，要追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
It's easy to say, isn't it? Pursue righteousness, but it's hard.
讲好像很容易哈，讲什么追求公义，其实
真
的很难的。
Faith, love is hard.
让你去追求来虔诚啊、信心啊，是不是很难的？爱心啊，等等。
So what does Paul say?
所以保罗在说什么
？Verse 12, he say, fight.The good fight.
所以到了第十二节的时候，他就说：“你们要为神打那美好的仗。”
When you need to forgive, but you don't want to, you fight.
当你想去饶恕，但是你又感觉不愿意的时候，你就要去征战。
Amen. You say, "I'm going to sow the seed of faith," like Pastor Joshua said, "and I'm going to fight until it grows. I'm going to fight until I can forgive."
所以啊，我就要像这牧师所教我的，我要把这个信心的种子种下去，然后一直征战，一直征战，直到它长出来。
And he says.Endure the pain, endure the suffering.
然后他还说，要我们去坚持和持定这种受苦。
And then he says, Paul says, go, you know, run according to the rules.
保罗还说，要像运动员一样，按照规则来赛跑。
And then you will enjoy the fruit of forgiveness.
然后你最后会享受这个饶恕的美好的果子。
Do you know when you finally can forgive someone, it is a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
你知不知道，如果当你最后在有这个果子，饶恕的果子结出来的时候，是很爽、很开心的事情的。
There are times when I've forgiven, in my dream, I'm light as a feather.
我记得我当时饶恕了一个人的时候，我晚上做梦做的我轻的像一个小羽毛一样。
In my dream, I see myself flying.
我看在我的梦里面，我像一个小羽毛一样的被吹着轻浮在空中。
You understand, brothers and sisters?
大家能明白吗？
Amen?
一种轻松感。
When you are bound by something, you fight until you are free.
你要是被一件事情捆绑，你就是在这个捆绑中继续挣扎，
直到你脱离出来。There is nothing difficult in God.
在神没有难成的事。
When you need a breakthrough, fight until you get a breakthrough.
当你需要突破的时候，你就继续征战，直到你突破的那一天。
Do you know the word fight?
你们知道征战这个字
？In Greek is
在希腊文说
agony,
叫 agony,
which means agony.
意思就是说苦难 agony 痛苦的意思
That
极其痛苦
agony comes from the Greek word for fight
英文里面的痛苦这个词是来自于这个征战在希伯来文里面的原因
fighting is agony
所以在征战当中是痛苦的
you want to give up
你很想放弃
but the root word is ago which ago A-G-O
那前面的那个短短的那个前缀哈是 ago
So you know that agony And then Argo, right? Argo.
那这个前缀 Argo 是什么？
Now, not your Toyota car.
我说的不是你们的车哈，那个车有 Argo 这个词。
Although spelled the same way, you know, Toyota Argo is the Greek word for go.
你知道那个 Argo 在希伯来文里面是指去，走出去的意思。
In other words, by fighting, you're not fighting to defend.
所以他在说，你的这种征战不是只是维护自己而已。
Fight means fighting to advance.
你不是在防御，而是你会一直往前冲。
So the Greek is actually telling us when you fight the good fight, you're advancing.
所以在希伯来里面说，你打一个美好的仗，是指你一直是在往前冲，越打越胜，越打越向前。
So we do not fight to defend, we fight to advance.
所以你打仗打的不是一个防御的退守仗，而是一个往前进的仗。
So he says, fight the good fight.
所以这里面说要打一个美好的仗。
Keep going.
说一定要持守。
Then he say, take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
要持定永生，你为此被召，已经在许多见证人面前做了那美好的见证。
Amen. Notice it's fight the good fight of faith.
所以是在打那个美好的仗，是指信心的仗哦。
Most of the time when I'm fighting my mind because my mind say.死啦死啦！
我大部分打仗的战场都是我的思想而已，因为我的思想里面经常会想放弃。我就每次都觉得，哎呀，完了，我输了，死了，怎么办
？But fight the good fight means I believe, I believe, I believe.
那我说的打的美好的仗，我是说我要正面思想。
I'm gonna trust God. I'm gonna trust God.
我相信神，我相信神。
Hallelujah. That's why sometimes you have to do that.
这是为什么？有时候你会这样做。
Sometimes you gotta say, I'm gonna trust God.
你会跟自己的头脑说不，我要相信神。
Then what I'm saying is, I'm sowing a seed of faith.
我在跟我自己说，我在种这颗信心的种子。
In Jesus' name, I'm healed.
耶稣基督的名，我相信我医治。
I remember one time my teeth was really painful.
我有一次我的牙疼好厉害。
And the dentist say, I'm gonna just put some filling in, but you're probably gonna lose your tooth.
有牙医对我的牙医对我说，我虽然会给你稍稍补一下哦，你最后肯定会失去这个牙齿。
Because of my tooth, I lost one of my roots, so it's like this.
因为我的那个根牙根有一个已经断了。
And it was so painful.
然后当时好疼哦。
And I couldn't sleep.
我当时连睡觉都睡不好。
And I sat up.
然后我起来。
Then I lay hand on my teeth.
然后我就把我的手按守在我的那个痛痛的牙齿上。
I lay hand on my teeth.
然后我真的是放在那个痛牙齿上。
I say in Jesus' name.
然后我说奉耶稣基督的名。
I rebuke you.
我斥责你。
If you do not stop being painful,
如果你不停止这个痛苦的话
you may sound crazy, huh?
我知道很疯哈。
Yeah, if you do not stop painful, you're saying, I'm going to destroy your kingdom.
我就会要彻底的毁坏你的国度。
And instantly left.
然后突然就那个痛就没了。
I went back to sleep.
然后我就好好的睡了一觉。
Now you explain to me, how does that work?
那你可以来问问我这种事情是怎么发生的。
What's it called? What, how come speaking to your teeth works?
为什么对我自己的牙齿说话这么竟然会管用？
I was in a lot of pain, about to commit suicide.
我之前都痛得想要死。
Can't sleep.
都根本睡不着觉。
Then I threatened to be a good evangelist.
然后我就是威胁我的牙齿说我要好好的传个福音给他听。
It disappeared.
然后没想到就不疼了。
Makes no sense.
就想都想不通是怎么回
事。I'm telling you, it's not about what I say, it's about faith.
所以其实跟我当时说的哪个字无关呢，是关我当时那一刻的信心。
Believe.
我当时真信的。
I used to have a lot of squirrels running around in my back garden. My daughter knows this.
那我还有一个故事，就是我们的后花园有很多的那个小松鼠在跑。
I lifted up my hands in my back garden.
然后我就在我的后花园里面举起我的手向神说。
Send me a cat.
主啊，你来送我一只猫。
And a cat came along.
然后那个猫就来了。
And walked along.
然后这个猫在我们家后花园走了一圈。
I need another cat.
然后我说不够，再来一只。
I said, Lord, give me another cat.
所以我又祷告，举起双手说，主啊，还要一只猫。
One for the morning and one for the afternoon.
早上一只猫，晚上还要得有一只猫。
And so in the morning, the ginger cat walks around, and in the evening, the other multicolored in the afternoon, a multicolored cat walked around.
所以早上呢，有一只黄猫在上面帮我看着我的后花园，晚上有一只花猫来帮我看着后花园。
Then I noticed the squirrels come between.
然后我就发现那些小松鼠呢就会在那之间的时间找空
when the ginger cat goes away they come in
就在那个黄猫刚刚离开的时候那些小松鼠又来了
then I lifted up my hand
然后我又把我的手举起来说
I said Lord send me many cats
我说主啊我不只要一只猫再多很多很多只猫
Now My back garden, there's so many cats, they're fighting each other.
那我现在的后花园猫就多到不知道怎么那么多，他们都开始打架。
Now you may believe, right? Say, yeah, but that's, I'm telling you, you ask my wife, right? There's so many cats at the back of the garden.
啊，你可能不相信，你去问问我的妻子看看，是不是我们家后花园好多猫。
So now I'm praying, God give them unity.
主啊，你现在给让他们让我到所有的猫都有合一的心。
And give them order.
让他们都有合一的秩序。
So that all, so that they're all the time.
然后他们就一直在那里，但是就是不停地给我站岗。
So brothers and sisters, although I may jokingly say these things,
虽然我讲的好像是像开玩笑。
God hears us.
但是我想告诉你们，神真的是听到我们的心声祷告。
Amen. Let's pray. Amen. Lord, I thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
That we are good soldiers of Christ.
我们是神里面的精兵。
And we know, Lord, that.Everything you do, you do not waste our time.
我知道你所做的事情都没有一件是浪费的。
Every challenge and every pain that we go through, it is not wasted.
不管我们走过什么样的痛苦，都没有一样是浪费的。
But you are calling us to compete according to the rules.
主啊，你是按照那些规则的方式来呼召着我们。
Because we will, in our hard work, reap a good harvest.
因为我们一定会有那个美好的收成。
Father, I just pray.
主啊，我们祷告。
That we choose today to invest into your kingdom.
我们今天选择再次的投资在你的神的国里。
With our time and energy.
把我们的时间也好，把我们的花钱也好。
In making more disciples.
主啊，都是为了要造门徒。
Reproducing ourselves.
主啊，都是让我们在更多的出来很多门徒。
Bringing more people into your kingdom.
让更多的门徒进入到你的国度。
So that Lord, we can truly say.
让主啊，我们可以真的来说。
We've listened to you, Lord.
我们听到了你。
And we've done.What you told us to do.
我们也顺服了你叫我们所做的。
Thank you, Father. I just pray that you bless every family.
主啊，我们谢谢你，你来祝福每一个
家庭。Every brothers and sisters.
祝福我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
So that we will enjoy an incredible relationship with you.
主啊，让我们能够跟你真的有很亲密的美好关系。
So that in times of joy and in times of sadness, we hold on to Jesus.
主啊，所以不管高山还是低谷，主啊，我们都紧紧的和你相依。
We rejoice with Jesus.
主啊，我们都在你的里面有满足。
We cry with Jesus.
主啊，我们也和你一起同哭同乐。
That our heart may be contented.
主啊，让我们的心真是因着你而得满足。
To know that you are my God.
主啊，你是我们的神。
And that you are my King.
你是我的王。
Amen. In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，让我们一起起立。
将自己献上，当作活祭，做主圣洁贵重的器皿。你仿佛恩惠比充满浇灌我，使我瓦器里充满莫大能力。
将自己献上。
将自己献上，当作活祭，做主圣洁贵重的器皿。你丰富恩惠比充足浇灌我，使我瓦器里充满莫大能力。
高举双手。
举双手赞美你，我主，
全心全人，
全心全人都给你，耶稣，一生一意，活出荣耀的护照，勇敢地向着标杆直跑，
高举双手，
高举双。心全然都给你，耶稣，一生一意活出荣耀的护照，勇敢地向着标杆直跑。
将自己献上，
将自己献上，当作活祭。做主圣洁贵重的器皿，你丰富恩典的充足浇灌我，使我瓦 力，
充满我大能力。
高举双手，
高举双手，赞美你我主，全心全力都给你耶稣，一生一义活出荣耀的呼召，勇敢
双手，
高举双手，赞美你我主，全心全力都给你耶稣，一生一义活出荣耀的呼召，勇敢地向着标杆直跑，
跟随耶稣。
谁耶稣爱我的主，我爱你耶稣，跟谁耶稣爱我的主，我爱你耶稣，
跟谁耶稣，
跟谁
I just pray, oh God, that you give us courage.
主啊，我们祷告，你给我们勇气。
If anyone here today, Lord, that we are facing some challenges at home.
如果我们现在有在家中有很大的征战和争斗时，也许是你的经济情况。
With your children.
也许是你的孩子。
With all the things that you can't control.
或者是那些已经你自己不能再控制的事情。
I encourage you.
主啊，今天我们来鼓励你。
To spend time praying.
真的花时间在神面前祷告
Fight with prayer
用你的祷告作为你征战的武器。
One week, two weeks, three weeks, four weeks.
一周、两周、三周，一直坚持。
Keep praying.
一直这样坚持的祷告。
Keep praying.
一直这样祷告。
Fight.
一定要这样征战下去。
Until you possess God's power.
直到你获得神给你的能力。
Father, I just pray.
主啊，我们今天祷告。
As we are obedient to you.
当我们顺服在你面前。
And that we trust you.
我们相信你。
I pray that you encourage us.
主啊，你来亲自鼓励我们。
Let your spirit come to us.
你的圣灵在我们当中安慰。
Give us the faith.
给我们这样的信心。
To break through.
让我们能够突破。
To overcome.
可以胜过。
No matter how difficult the situation.
不管现在当时这种情况看似多难。
That we're going to dedicate some time every day.
主啊，我们每天会把我们的时间都摆上给你。
Without fail, we seek after you.
绝不失败，每次都来到你面前来寻求你，来祷告。
And we pray.
来祷告。
And we pray.
来祷告。
And we will not give up.
主啊，我们不会放弃。
Until Lord, we see your hand answering our prayers.
直到我们看到你大能的手在我们的这件事情上。
I ask you to bless every family.
主啊，你亲自来祝福每一个家庭。
Bless every brother and sister.
祝福每一个弟兄姊妹们。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果需要代祷，请到前面来。神祝福你们。